Yeah. श्री राधा कुंड प्रकट दिवस की जय। श्री गौरताय की जय। श्री रूपार की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। निताय गौर धर्मान की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू समवेत। ऑल ग्लोरी टू समवेत। ऑल ग्लोरी टू समवेत। ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड गौर एंड गौर। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभिस्तुं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपादकमलं श्रीगुरोन्वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सार्वजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगणालविता शिवशाखान्वितं च। नमो ॐ विष्णुपुराय कृष्णकृष्णाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यनिशितारिणे। ಶಿವತತಸ್ಥಿತಃ कर्षन वेणु स्वय गोपीर गोपीनाथ श्रीयस्तु नः। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो ब्रह्मण देवाय गोब्रह्मणहिताय च जगदिताय कृष्णाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। वृंदायै तुलसीदेव्याय प्रियायै केशवास्य च कृष्णा भक्ति प्रदेवी सत्यवत्याय नमो नमः। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः। वैराग्य विद्या निज भक्ति योग शिक्षार्थमेकं पुरुष पुराणं श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य शरीर धारी कृपा बुधिर् यस्त्वमहं प्रपद्ये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वेरी नाइस ऑस्पिशियस डे टुडे द अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ द मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस होली प्लेस इन द होल यूनिवर्स राधा कुंड। सो we have two choices today and that is there was a little bit left from yesterday. Should we try and do that some other day or tomorrow? Should we do that today?
Tomorrow we can do it tomorrow.
tomorrow we can do it, and then we'll do tomorrow.
Actually, now it's going to be in the temple.
It's going to be tomorrow night in the temple. Okay, so tomorrow night I will continue with that, what we have been discussing. And today, we'll do a diversion on Radha Kund. Is that okay? Right. So, anything that the Lord does, you know, in this material world, I mean, Krishna comes here once in every day of Brahma. Once every day of Brahma means 4,320,000,000 years. So, only one time he comes. And when did he come last? He came only 5,000 years back. So it's very, very close. Very, very close. When Krishna really came. What to speak of? Every three times Krishna comes, that means every 3 days of Brahma finishes, then one time Lord Chaitanya comes. And when did Lord Chaitanya come? Only 520 years ago. So can you imagine? This is, we have come at a time when the Supreme Lord has just come and left. Not many years has gone past. And he has, whenever he comes, his main purpose for coming is what? The Lord has many, many purposes. So let's, first of all, let's list them and then we'll choose the main one from that. So give us a reason why Krishna comes to this world. Okay, he comes for saving the devotees, protecting the devotees. Another one?
To kill the demons.
Kill the demons. Okay. Another one? Establish the principles of religion. Another one?
Please the devotees.
Please the devotees. Another one?
To show his pastimes.
To manifest his pastimes. Another one?
For his own pleasure.
For his own pleasure he comes. Another one? Very nice. It means everyone has been a devotee for some time. You are able to get through this list very quickly. So, there is another reason also.
To spread the love of God.
Okay. And, of course, these are the general reasons. But there is one reason that Lord Chaitanya had, which no other incarnation had.
To experience the love.
Experience what Radha feels for him. So he came with the mood of Radha to try and feel Krishna's prem himself, which is very unique. Now, out of all of these, if you had to choose between one out of this, which is supposed to be the most important reason for his coming, we will still not be able to decipher which one, but we can make two categories of this. One is the Lord's own reasons for coming, and one is when we are involved, our reasons for us. Right? We can make these two categories. And when he comes into this world, it says that he brings with him his entire entourage. His holy land also he brings here. Because the Lord doesn't even step out of Vrindavan. Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam nagacchati. Not even one pad he goes out of Vrindavan. And one may ask, well, he went away from the gopis. No, he did not go away. One form of Krishna went away, which is called Vasudeva Krishna. Another, Vrindavan Krishna, remained. But he entered into the hearts of all the gopis and remained there. Now, another thing that Krishna does when he comes is, when he performs his pastimes, He creates so many holy places automatically. You know, already they are holy places, which he comes on, but he manifests them. It's already there, but he manifests them. And one of the places that he manifested through his pastimes is Shyamakunda and Radhakunda. It's all Krishna's arrangement. Somehow or other, he just arranges that we get the benefit later on, those conditioned souls. Now, the appearance of Radhakunda is a very wonderful story in itself. There was one time this demon came. So, let's start with this. We'll go along with this and we'll tell the story as well. And in our Radhakund, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas consider this lake of Srimati Radharani to be the most sacred place on earth. Actually, it's even in the universe. And Radhakund, starting of Radhakund would be this pastime of Krishna. A demon bull had come. He was very huge, blackish. Blackish bull, big horns, and very, very ferocious. He was actually making everyone really afraid. This loud bellowing and roaring. And when he walked, he trembled the ground. It was very, very horrifying. And every one of the residents of Vrindavan started to just run away from him. He was terrible. And he's showing a little bit like that. The cows are running away. But it's depicting two or three things in the same painting here. Now, so Krishna, everyone was running away and they were going to find Krishna. Where is Krishna? As soon as they have any difficulty, the first thing they think is Krishna. This is the residence of Vrindavan, they have this mood. So, and sometimes those who are very nice devotees, as soon as they come into a difficulty, they will think of Krishna. When they don't in difficulty and they are in good, they also think of Krishna then. But this time they were old, so they came to Krishna and said, Krishna, save us. This is terrible. So Krishna, actually what happened was, they came and they said, please save us, please save us. And then Krishna says, save you from what? And then there was this huge bellow, when the cows and the bulls, they move. But this was not like a move almost, this was almost like a roar of a lion. See, he came there. And every now and then he was urinating and he was excreting. So Krishna turned to him and said, how dare you in my presence try and frighten everybody? You shall not live if you do that. So he stood right in front and there was a cowherd boy and he stood with his hand on him as if Krishna is least bit of body. So the cowherd boy was there and he's standing with his arm on him and saying, you better stop this. And the bull became even more angry. Now someone is challenging him and not offering him the honor and the respect he wanted. Because of course he was a demon in the guise of a bull. He had a bull's body. So then he picked up his... You know what they do when they become angry? They go with their hooves and they dig the earth. They dig the earth. So he was digging this earth, and then he was ready, getting ready to charge. So he charged towards Krishna with his big horns, with his head down. And Krishna just moved aside and threw him, and he fell almost like 80 feet away. So he became even more angry. He got up and he started charging. And this time Krishna grabbed hold of his horns and whirled him around and dashed him to the ground. Then he caught hold of his horns, one of his horns, broke it, and he stabbed him. He killed him. You know, and it was like nothing, a really plaything for him. And then he thought, what should I do now? This is done. Let me go to the gopis. I want to have some fun with the gopis. So he went to the gopis, and they all knew that he had just killed this bull. And he started saying, let's do some rasa. And he was started saying that, and he put out his hands like that. He said, do not dare touch us. The gopis are saying, don't you dare touch us. Why? As if he doesn't know. Why? You just killed a bull. In our Vedic scriptures, it is absolutely forbidden to kill a bull. So now you have become totally contaminated with the sin for killing a bull. And what is the sin for killing a bull? Anybody knows? What is the sin of killing a bull? What do you get in return? The punishment.
But the cow is different, or it's the same as cow and bull?
Yeah, it is the same. So.
Yeah. Whatever number of hair that the cow or bull has.
Yeah, as many hairs as there are on the body of the cow, you get killed the same way, as many times. From so many births. Those who, you know, you cannot imagine what's happening to this world. Sometimes we wonder why New Zealand is under these difficult times when this Christchurch earthquake coming, everything. There is nothing wrong much that New Zealand is doing except this animal slaughter. If they stop this country would be the best country to live in. But as soon as there is violence to the most gentle creatures and the one most dear to Krishna, we will get it in return, violence, somehow or other. People will die, they will be distressed. It's like national karma, because the government allows it to happen. So, they said, no, you can't touch us. Then Krishna says, but he is a demon. He was a demon, you know that. I just killed him. No, no, no way, you're contaminated now. Oh, so what should I do now? Oh, you have to become purified, you have to atone for it. The gopis, some of the gopis ran and told Radharani, and Radharani came. Yes, Radharani said, you have got to atone for it. So what atonement should we do? So Radharani said, well, you'll have to go to all the holy places in the whole universe, she's saying, and you have to bathe there. Bathe, and by that time then all your sins will be finished. So Krishna says, I'm not going to go everywhere. Why should I go? I'll call them to myself. I'll call them right here. So what he did was he went to a field and he dug his heel into the ground. You know, sometimes you put the heel like that and you go like that. And he created all of a sudden quite a big hole just through digging through his heels. And then he called, all of a sudden there were these personalities coming. Beautiful, ornamentally dressed. There were some men, there were so many like some sort of demigods coming, you know, dressed like that. And Krishna says, see, they have all come. These are all holy places. They have come up here. And the gopis looked with doubts on their faces. They said, no, they are not. They are some other people. So Krishna said to them, okay, so can you please introduce yourselves? And they all came. So many of them came. And one by one they started to introduce themselves. My name is Ganga. Another said, I am Yamuna. Another said, I am Narmada. I am Sindhu. I am Kaveri. I am Shiv Sagar. Mandakini Ganga. There's so many different, all these personalities from all over. Milk Ocean even. They all had come there and they introduced themselves. So, then Krishna said, could you please come into my kund? So they all took the form of like whatever they were, one milk, another water, whatever, and they went into that little bit of shama kund, and they all sort of took the form of whatever their form is, original. Normally their original forms are in this personality form, and then they become like that. So, Krishna said, good, now I am all ready. I don't have to go anywhere. I'll just bathe. So he jumped into this kund. He splashed water on his and he was all refreshed and he came out. Now I am all set. I am free from all contamination. But you have to now purify yourselves. And they all went like that. Why should we have to purify ourselves? So they said, Krishna said to them, because you sided with a demon. In that way you associated with him. So you are all contaminated. Now you have to do something. You have to also get purified. So then all the gopis got together and they talked amongst themselves, away from Krishna. And then they came up to Krishna and said, we will create our own kund. Krishna said, why do you go to all that trouble creating our own kund? I've already got my kund. You can bathe in my kund. And they said, Nare Baba, no way. No way are we going to bathe in your kund. Your kund is contaminated by the sin of that bull. Because you left it in that kund, I'm not going to go in there. So, then Krishna says, oh, let me see what you do then. How are you going to get water? So then they said, oh, we will get it. We will make a line of gopis all the way to Manasi Ganga. And we will carry it in our water pots all the way here and fill up this. We will create a kund ourselves. So first of all, they were going to create the kund. So Radharani went and they found a place where this Aristasur had already dug the earth. A little bit. So that was next to this other place. A little bit away. And there, they wanted to start digging. So they used their kangans. You know, what is kangan?
Bangles.
Yeah, bangles, bracelets. They used that, they broke them first, and then they started digging out. So all the gopis got together and started digging out this. So here we see this is Aristasur who was killed. There are a few of paintings that ISKCON has where Krishna killed Aristasur. And this is where Krishna is discussing with the gopis. And gopis are saying that you're going to get all, you have to get purified. They gave him the mandate. So, this is Sham Kund and that is Radha Kund today. and with their bracelets, they broke into pieces and began to dig their pond. But there was no water, and Krishna offered the water, but he said no. They said it's contaminated. So now, this is another part that happens later on, but in the story it is like this. They said, we will take the water from Manasiganga. So Krishna said, why you go through so much trouble bringing water? He did not want them to do that. So then Krishna, there was a pratinidhi, means the representative of all those rivers who had come to Krishna's court. One representative from them came to Radharani. He bowed down at Radharani. And he said, we have one request from you. Without you, how can we be happy that we are not able to come to your court? They are requesting like that. Now, we are able to go to Krishna's court, but you are the energy of Krishna. You are the most exalted, supreme Ladini Shakti of Krishna. We also need your mercy. So therefore we humbly request you, can you please agree that we fill up your kund? Then Radharani thought about it a little bit, and she is very, very merciful. So she said, all right. As soon as she said, all right, they had made that little kund. Krishna had made that kund, and he had, they had put some mud kind of thing to contain the water in it. And that bank of the mud broke, and all the rivers came also and filled up Radha kund. Even today, you see in this photo, that side. I think this side is Radha Kund, that side is Shyam Kund, it's the other way around. And what they have is, they have where the divider is, there are some holes in which the two waters can mix. So she agreed, and all the waters came there. Then Krishna said that this kund of yours is now very dear to me. Whoever bathes in your waters. Whoever bathes in these waters, they will get pure love of Krishna. Krishna gives the benediction. And your lake will be more well known than mine. Krishna gave this benediction too. And that's why more than Shyam Kund, you will see always Radha Kund, Radha Kund. Devotees are saying. So, this is Radha Kund and Shyam Kund on each side. That is today, but at that time they were very small. How small? There, can you see it? They have taken out all the water of the Radha Kund, and there is one little pond there. That is the original, it is called Kangan Kund or Kankan Kund. There are two names to it. That is the original pond that was created by the gopis, which is right in there. And they form a stream of people also. And they were making this embankment. Now, for your interest, there is another incident that took place a few years ago. One morning they all came and they saw in Radha Kund, the whole Radha Kund was like milk. completely was like milk. And Shankun too. And they wondered what happened. So someone decided to test it. And they took that milk. And they thought, let me put some savan and see if I can make yogurt out of this. And they could. They made yogurt out of it. Even till today, the personality of the Shiv Sagar, the milk ocean where Lord Vishnu resides with Lakshmi Devi, he is still coming and he is filling up this kund. This, all these waters, they are 100% not that they have been changed over time. They are still being filled by the original waters of all those holy places. It has happened just recently. So when the kund is sometimes cleaned after so many years, this was last cleaned in 2009. At that time, this is one of those photographs. And this is how it looked in 1945. A very, very old photograph. How many of you were born before 1945? Nobody. So we did not exist at the time when this photo was taken. This was in 1998 and then 2009. So after many, many years they keep cleaning it. So this is when Radha Kund appeared. Midnight on Bahul Ashtami day, the 8th day of waning moon in the month of Kartik. Does anybody know the story of Bahula? Yes.
The cow and the tiger.
Lion or tiger. Bahula was the name of a cow. And she was about to be eaten by this tiger. And Bahula said, please don't eat me right now. You can come back later. I'll come back later and you can eat me then. So normally it never happens, but the tiger said, all right, after so much convincing, I had to feed my baby. So the mother cow went, fed the baby, and then finally she was returning. And there's some story like that. And actually, she did not get, she did not get killed. Krishna saved her. So that is a very nice, this is also the same day. So on the month of Kartik, which is very auspicious, this Radha Kund Prakat is there. And in October, November it usually happens and Radha Kund sees many, many thousands of people come. And they all wait for midnight. Because Radha Kund appeared at midnight to take a bath in midnight. Literally almost 100,000 people gather to bathe there. It's a huge crowd. And there is Govardhan Parikrama. The Govardhan Parikrama is 21 kilometers in circumference. And that Parikrama, the entire pathway around the Govardhan Parikrama is like hardly having space. Just walking, that many people. Entire 21 kilometers, that many people on Govardhan Parikrama day. Now, both lakes were long forgotten until the time of Lord Chaitanya 500 years ago. Time, just 5,000 years back, Krishna came. In 4,500 years, it was all forgotten where Radha Kund and Shyam Kund is. So then, Lord Chaitanya actually rediscovered it. like two rice paddy fields at that time. How did Lord Chaitanya know that this was the place? Anybody?
It's Krishna himself.
It's Krishna himself. He knew where he did it, where those pastimes were. And how did the Goswamis find so many, excavate so many holy places in Vrindavan?
They were his associates,
they were also present. But we are very lucky to have gotten back those places, and now those memorials are there. So, in 1514, Radha Kund was rediscovered. And Lord Chaitanya personally rediscovered it. The other pastime places were given to Rupa and Sanatana and other Goswamis to do, but Lord Chaitanya personally discovered Radha Kund. Now, this is very important. Raghunath Das Goswami came to Radha Kund a few years after that. And he began the reconstruction of the lakes. He also knew that a lot of pilgrims will come in the future and want to see this holy place. So a wealthy merchant named Sampanna went to Badrikashram high in the Himalayas to take darshan of the deity. Anyone knows what the deity is called? What is the deity in Badrikashram called? They are there, but what is the deity of Badrikashram? It's called Badri Vishal. It's a form of Lord Vishnu. And only some times of the year you can go there. Other times it's inaccessible. So Krishna appeared to this merchant in a dream and told him to go to Raghunath Das Goswami and help him retrieve the Radha Kund. So he came, met Raghunath Das Goswami, and the construction started. With his financial help, Radha Kund was completed first, and then work started on Shyam Kund. One day, Maharaj Yudhishthira appeared in a dream to Raghunath Das Goswami and asked him not to cut the trees on the banks of Shyam Kund, since he and his brothers are in the form of trees performing their bhajan. So Shyam Kund is not square. It's irregular because he was avoiding those trees. So the Pandavas were actually there in the form of trees doing their bhajan. So one day, Maharaj Yudhishthira came in a dream to Raghunath Das Goswami and asked him not to cut those trees. So he didn't cut those trees. Some people say that Pandavas have already left and only dead trees now mark the place of their former meditation. So this is the Radha Kund, Shyam Kund area. It's a map. And there is what you can see, the parikrama mark going around Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, where all these different places are there. So what we are going to do is, I have been sitting since morning trying to get this PowerPoint ready, but I have not been able to complete all the slides yet, but I have done more than 90. So, that's a lot to do in just these many hours. So, this is, we will go through as many as we can on this. So, number one place is Radha Krishna Purana Mandir. It's near the Kundeshwar Mahadev temple. There is a small temple of a pyramid shape. And these deities of Radha Krishna were rediscovered them during the excavation of Radha Kund. These deities were found. It is the oldest temple in the area. And the deities are said to be predominant deities of Radhakund. In the courtyard of the temple, there is a banyan and neem tree interlocked to each other. Local people worship it as Radha and Krishna. So we have a Gaudiyamath temple also, which Bhakti Siddhanta founded in Radhakund. And these are the deities on the altar in the temple. Sri Sri Radha, Vinod Bihari, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the pilgrims are performing parikrama to offer their respects to the deities in the same temple. And they have something like a goshala. Anybody knows what this animal is?
Nilgai?
Yeah, that's a Nilgai. Nilgai, blue cow. And they have horns which are straight and pointy, long ones. They can kill a person. Literally. They're very dangerous. But if you get them as babies, then they are okay with you. In my goshala, I had two. They were actually some babies were being harassed by dogs. So someone brought them to the goshala. Then we ended up with two of them. When they grow bigger, their color of their fur changes to blue. It's amazing. Quite bluish. It's what they call Nilgai, blue guy. And they can really jump and run. The next part is Julan Stali. There is a stone structure near the bank under the banyan tree, shaped like an upside down yumak, where Radha and Krishna enjoy their swim pastimes of Julan. Now this is Gopal Manipur Mandir. The Gopal deity was originally worshipped in the house of a Brahmin. About 100 years ago, the king of Manipur had a dream in which the deity of Gopal appeared and ordered the king to build a temple for him at such a place that he could gaze at Radhakund as well as have darshan of Surya or sun god. The king built a nice temple for Lord Gopal, located at the exact spot where the first rays of the rising sun appear at Radhakund. So now, Sarup Damodar Goswami Maharaj from our ISKCON, who had passed away, his samadhi is at the back of this temple at Radhakund. And his disciples are actually doing the worship to this deity. Then there is a Radha Gopinath temple, which is situated directly on the banks of Radhakund. Can see it from that direction, Radha Gopinath temple. On the altar, Sri Gopinath is in the center, and Ananga Manjari, younger sister of Radharani, is on his right. The temple room is directly next to the hole of Raghunath Das Goswami's Samadhi. So they have big feasts on occasion of his departure that is held every year. And these are some cooking happening, part of the whole becomes a kitchen. And they make huge pots of sabjis. Many, many people come there. So, from the Radhakund side, the entrance to this temple is there. And now this is Janava Mata's Baitak. Janava Devi is the consort of Lord Nityananda. And she visited Radhakund about 1582 to console Raghunath Das Goswami, who felt great separation from Radha Krishna. So the Baitak is the favorite spot where she used to sit It is that part which is jutting out. Then, while sitting, she had a wonderful vision of Lord Gopinath standing under the tamal tree playing his flute. That is why the Gopal deity was installed just next to her Baitak. Near her sitting place, there are some steps that lead down to the water. This place is known as Janava Ghat, or private bathing place of Ma Janava. Then there is an Anangamanjari Kunj where Janava Mata sat in Aprakat Lila, a footbridge made, and extends pure crystal, and it extends out to the middle of Radhakund. You can't see these things when you go there, but they are there. You can only see Vrindavan when the real Vrindavan you don't see. Only externally like this you can see, and they are still as potent. But if you want to see these crystal pathways and kunjas made of emeralds and pearls and everything, coral, then what is the qualification? Precisely what does Narottam Das Thakur says. How do you gain entrance into the real Vrindavan and be able to see it?
Serving the pure devotees. Serving the pure devotees.
Serving pure devotees, no. He says, Vishaya chadiya kabe shuddha bhave mana kabe hamohe rabo shri Vrindavana. He says that Vrindavan, real Vrindavan, you will be able to see with your eyes only when you have given up all Vishaya, all sense objects, and your mind has become completely pure. Then you can really see the real Vrindavan. Until then, it is covered over, you cannot see it. So this is the Samadhi of Raghunath Das Goswami, still on the banks of Radhakund. And a little bit of details are given about him. So many times he tried to run away from home. He was the son of Govardhan and Hiranya Majumdar. They were big landowners. Actually, they were such big landowners. If I'm right, I'm not quite sure, but I think it is these two. They were the uncles or something. But anyway, I might be mistaken there. But his father was extremely rich, and he wanted to go away to Lord Chaitanya, and father was stopping him. So one way they thought they could stop him is to get him married. And it says that his wife was more beautiful than the apsaras in the heavenly planets. They found such a beautiful wife for him. And even then, he was not content. And then finally one day, he tricked the guards while the others were away. And he ran away. Then the father thought, okay, he was bent on going, let me find him. He sent his men, he couldn't find him because he went through the forest path. Then he thought, okay, he's gone now, let me send him some money. So the father would send him some money. And every time the father would send him some money, he would gather all the devotees and give them feasts. That was the way he used the money. He didn't use it for himself. He had a lot of feasts. And then one after a little while, the feast invitations stopped coming. So Lord Chaitanya asked, Sarudharamadri, what is happening now? I don't see any invitations coming from Raghunath Das Goswami. He said he has stopped accepting his father's money. So what is he doing now? How is he maintaining himself? Or he just goes to the Simhadwar, Jagannath Puri temple, Dwar, and he just stands there and at the end of the day, when the pujari comes out, whatever prasad he has in his hand, he gives it to him. That's what he lives on. So Lord Chaitanya says, wow, that's very austere. Then after a few days, Lord Chaitanya doesn't see him at all there, even at the temple. So he asks again, Sarvanam, what is happening now to Raghunath Das Goswami? Oh, he stopped that. He thought, I am just waiting here every day, thinking that someone was going to give me something that's just like a prostitute does. So he decided not to. So then, how is he eating? Oh, he's going to where the rejected rice is thrown away. When rice is from the Jagannath Mahaprasad and it gets rotten, then they throw it away. So he goes there and he picks up that rice and he washes it with water and salt and he keeps that for his eating, and that's all he eats. So in this way, Raghunath Das Goswami, he reduced his eating so much that he was only having a little bit of buttermilk chas every second day. That's all. So he was the epitome of, you know, great austerity. And he was completely absorbed in Krishna. No ordinary man can imitate him. This is not possible. You would die. So, yeah, it says he ate only to keep his body and soul together. His strict regulative principles are exactly like lines etched in stone, as such lines can never be erased. And Lord Chaitanya gave him his own Govardhan Shila to worship, as well as Gunjamala. Gunjamala is actually, sometimes Gunjamala is called a mala made out of little shells. And there is a Gunja berry also, which grows on a plant, which is black and red berries. So they make a garland out of that too. That is strictly forbidden to be imported into Australia. They have that thing as totally forbidden thing because they consider it an obnoxious weed. So they don't bring it. But actually it is very abundant, or actually it grows in Vrindavan a lot. So that Gunjamala is very sacred to Radharani. So Rupa and Sanatan, they took care of Raghunath and Vrindavan. And so he did 40 years of bhajan in Vrindavan, feeling intense separation from Krishna. And then one day, so this is the temple, in the temple of Gopinath, another Gopinath, the ashes of Raghunath Das Goswami are entombed. Jiva Goswami personally performed the last rites for Raghunath Das Goswami. So behind the Samadhi is a movable stone. Under the stone is the Charnamrit of Samadhi Murti of Raghunath Das Goswami. And always when I have gone there, I have always seen these men there. They are doing 24-hour kirtans, 24 hours. They have been doing it since 1960. How many years it has been? 54 years. They are still doing kirtan. Maybe some of these were young boys and they are now old. So they are doing kirtan. Then there is a Govinda Ghat bathing place for the Kund. Sanatan Goswami once expressed his doubts about a verse by Rupa Goswami. He had compared the braid in Radharani's hair to a serpent's black hood. At noon he came to this ghat and saw some girls playing underneath a nearby tree. And Sanatan suddenly saw a black snake approaching one of the girls from behind and shouted to the girl to warn her. Then upon hearing Sanatan's warning, the girl turned around. Some spelling mistakes here. Smiled at Sanatan and disappeared. Then Sanatan knew this was Radharani. Sanatan, with tears in his eyes, immediately ran to Rupa Goswami and congratulated him that the poetic metaphor used in his verse was absolutely right. Now, Jiva Mandir. Raghunath Das Goswami thought that I can't use the water from Radha Kund for my purpose because it is very holy for his bodily use. So he wanted to have a well made and not use that Radha Kund water for that because it is very, very sacred water. So he was excavating the well, and one of the workers came to him and he said, I was using my tool on this stone while excavating and the stone started to bleed. It was, all blood was coming out. So one of the workers had struck a stone, started to bleed, and Raghunath immediately stopped him. And in the night, Krishna appeared to him. He told him that this stone is a tongue of the Govardhan Hill. He wanted him to install and worship the sacred Shila in the temple. So this is the, and you can see the back of the stone, there is some marks of the tool, still showing. If someone walks around this Govardhan Shila 10 times, then he receives the same benefit as doing Govardhan Parikrama. That doesn't mean you don't do Govardhan Parikrama. Easy way out. Right? Okay, then. So this Jiva temple, it is the tongue of Govardhan temple, is near the Radha Govinda temple on Radha Kund. So these are all parts around the Radha Kund that we are showing. Then we have the Teen Goswami Samadhi, Three Goswami Samadhi Mandir. And who are they? This is 20 meters from Radha Govinda temple. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. They left this world on the same day but in a different year. Their samadhis are just near each other. And this is it. These are their samadhis. They are, some people say these are their Pushpa samadhis. You know what is Pushpa samadhi, right? The original samadhi, some flowers are there. They bring that flowers and they put it elsewhere where he has had something to do with. So, and this is how it looked a few years ago, same place. They have renovated it. This is how it is now. And this is how it is, it was before. Then we have the Bhajan Kutir of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And a few steps from there, Gopal Bhatta Goswami had actually, his deity is Radha Raman in Vrindavan. He spent much of his time here with Raghunath Das Goswami and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And this is his Bhajan Kutir. Goswami was sitting at the edge of Radha Kund and he was so absorbed in chanting he did not see the two tigers came to drink water there. So Krishna actually came and stayed at a distance to make sure they don't harm him. And then it became very, very hot sun, and in Vrindavan sun is very hot. It gets 50 degrees, sometimes 55 degrees. And he was sweating like anything, and Radharani could not tolerate that. So she came standing in the sun herself and she was putting her veil over him to give him shade. And this was seen by Sanatana Goswami and he became very, very angry at Raghunath Das Goswami. How can you take service from them? How can you take service from them? I want you to have a Bhajan Kutir. That's where inside. So he would never have built a kuti for himself, but he did it because the Lord was getting inconvenienced. This is amazing pastime. And every day Raghunath Das Goswami used to talk for about 3 hours about all the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the banks of Shyam Kund, surrounded by all the devotees. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami was also there listening in rapt attention. And everything was recorded in the Antya-lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So now, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. His bhajan kuti is also nearby. And this is where he wrote some parts of the Chaitanya Charitamrita at this spot. So we are taking you all on a parikrama, Radha Kund, with no effort. Then next, bhajan kuti of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is left to Raghunath Kutir, closer to Shyam Kund. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was a very highly elevated Rasika devotee. Now this is a pillow tree growing nearby, and it was, this tree was a Brahmin in his past life in Varanasi. There's a Brahmin in the previous life from Varanasi, and he wanted to serve Radha and Krishna, so he was born here as a pillow tree of the bank of Shyam Kund. And Vishwanath used to discuss with him about Krishna's pastimes. And the Brahmana in the form of the tree told him many things that took place here during Krishna's pastimes 5,000 years back. That pillow tree is there. Nearby the pillow tree is a dried tree. And that was called Bhimsen, that tree, one of the Pandavas. Now he has gone to Aprakatila, he is not visible to our eyes. But in his place, new sprouts are already growing. So this is the beautiful sight of the Shyam Kund from Manasa Pavana Ghat. This is how Shyam Kund looks. And in the corner of Shyam Kund, there is a place known as Manas Pavan Ghat. Radharani and her friends always used to take bath at noontime at this place. And just next to it is Pancha Pandava Ghat. Then we have a house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our Acharya, was built in the beginning of this century at Radha Kund. And as we go further away from Shyam Kund, that's where we find it. That's his house, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. And sometimes he stayed in Puri, sometimes he stayed in Radha Kund. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also. And these are their Pushpa Samadhis in this place. That's Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Siddhanta, Pushpa Samadhis. And this is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's cane and shoes, still preserved there. There's a chair and table as well. There's a chair and table at the background. And this is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur could see, which we can't see. The banks of Radha Kund are made of billions of conscious, ecstatic, desire-fulfilling touchstones. And surrounding the Kund are hundreds and hundreds of beautiful transcendental gardens made of coral and rubies. The trees in those gardens produce diamonds and pearls. Their branches bending under the weight of millions of those lovely gems. He wrote it in his Gita Mala. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur could see there. And if you are fortunate, when you go there, you can get the danda attached to your head. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was the first to bring a number of disciples that were not born in Brahmin families and dressed in Western clothes to Vrindavan and Radhakund. In Vrindavan, even stones were thrown on them as Babaji caste Goswami community protested. And all temples were closed except Radharaman Goswamis, who enthusiastically welcomed them. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was preaching, then he had a lot of opposition from these caste Goswamis. But everything has changed now. Nobody is stopping us. In Vrindavan at least. There is a Jagannath Mandir on the Parikrama path which devotees also visit. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, very nice deities there. And there is a very friendly pujari who makes maps of Radhakund and Brajamandal. He is there in this temple. And there are trees with signs of Vishnu on the tree, Chakra, Sankh, Gada and Padma. Then there is Lalita Kund. Surrounding Lalita Kund and Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, there are kundas of the 8 main gopis, assistants of Radharani and Krishna. But now we have none other than only Lalita Kund left. All the others are uppercut. And next to Lalita Kund are these samadhis, 20 of samadhis. End of slideshow. I could do that much. That was like how many? 92 slides. So, Radha Kund Protect. Has anybody gone there? Have you bathed there? What? Oh my God. You went there and you did not bathe? You just sprinkled water? No, you should bathe. That's your one chance to get love of Godhead in this lifetime.
Next time.
Yeah, you must bathe in there. And how you bathe is very respectfully. First you offer your pranams and then put some water on your head first, don't go feet first. Put the water on your head, then you enter into the kund and you don't become like a swimmer trying to do some, what do you call that, athletics. You don't do that in the kund. You be very respectful when you enter the kund and you dip in there 3 times. Or however long, and then you come out. That is the way to actually offer your respects to these holy rivers and ponds and lakes. When you go to the Ganga, same thing. You first offer your pranam, then take some water, put it on your head before you walk inside. And you should never enter those rivers or ponds naked. You should always have something on. These are some of the etiquettes to be followed. And if you don't follow them, there's big problems there. Also in India, in Vrindavan and in Mayapur, if you go chanting, make sure when you have your bead bag in your hand, you're not just walking along with a bead bag like that. They want the bead bag to be above your waistline. Can't be just putting it down there. They even watch that. And if they see it like that, they think you don't know anything. And sometimes, devotees sit down to have prasadam. These are little etiquettes everybody should know. They sit down to have prasadam. So there's senior persons, junior persons all sitting down having prasadam. And then what happens? The junior one is finished and he gets up and goes. You know what happens when that happens? Everything that is left on everyone else's plate becomes his remnants. This is how it's considered. You're not supposed to get up until the senior person gets up first. See, there is another prasadam etiquette. So also when you sit down to eat, sometimes you have chapatis and you have other things. You cannot use your left hand to break pieces from it. You must use your right hand. Especially, this is especially applicable in India, where people are very, very particular about the culture and the kind of thing that you do. It's very important to follow these rules. One time Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasana and someone gave him a banana. And Prabhupada actually peeled it with his teeth. He didn't use his left hand. With his teeth, he was peeling it with his right hand. And then, as if nothing is going to happen, he just threw the banana peel, and you cannot imagine how many devotees jumped for it. So even Prabhupada showed examples. Because everything that Prabhupada did, he was teaching by his own personal example. And it was at Radha Kund that Prabhupada got this instruction. What instruction? That if you get money, his Guru Maharaj told him at Radha Kund, if you get money, you print books in English. And that stayed in him. It was an instruction given right there at Radha Kund. So Prabhupada spent a lot of his time, effort, he actually gave up all his own comforts to try and get these books to us. Very, very fortunate we are to have it. So we should read them. So we'll stop here for today. Any comments, questions, anything anybody wants to say? I hope you liked the little presentation. It shows few things that are there. There were about, I think, 30 more slides left. I couldn't finish. There is one. These are the same ones you have seen. I've been following this, but it's not in that format. In the event of two, over the tongue, came up to here. Little tree, what's been on Thakur's house, Danda. Jagannath Temple, Lalita Kund, and the Samadhis. And the bhajan, this is now some more, but I'll show it to you this way. There's Bhajan Kudir of Jiva Goswami. Deities in the Bhajan Kudir of Jiva Goswami and footprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then we have Madhavendra Puri Baitak, where Madhavendra Puri, when he came to Radha Kund, he was sitting. He came before Lord Chaitanya appeared in this world. And there is Gopi Kupa, is well originally used by gopis. And this well was then rebuilt by Raghunath Das Goswami. Here the tomb of Govardhan was found. Then the Tamalta, this is where Mahaprabhu sat when he came. Original Tamal tree is no longer there. more offshoot of tamal tree is already growing there. So not much left. Aristagram. He came here and upon hearing the name of the village, Aristagram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became ecstatic. To him it was obvious that the sacred lakes must be somewhere nearby, but nobody knew exactly where. After a while he discovered two nice fields on the side of the jungle. One was called Gauri or Golden and the other called Kali or Black. Two small ponds. So he took bath in them and announced to his devotees that those are the places of Radha and Krishna's most intimate pastimes. So the sight of Shyam Kunda from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was better. Okay, I think it's already about time. Some other day probably, if possible, or we'll finish it and I'll send a completed version to somebody here. Right? Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. Thanks for all your patience.
Jai.